This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollars lost yesterday, dollars lost today, dollars lost Saturday, and dollars lost Sunday, a milli. As the Brinks truck literally drives down Metcalf. Come back!
Hey, wait. You got my money.
Yeah, I have a... I love when I get, like, obvious information from buddies. And this isn't a shot to my buddy Rob. But he was like, yesterday, he's like, man, that tough Texas bet that got you on Thursday, or Wednesday. He's like, and then, of course, we all had, like, parlays yesterday with Louisville winning.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll be right back at it tomorrow. He's like, just know, man, you know, be responsible. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
He's like, I know I don't need to say that, but I'm just letting you know. I'm like, thank you. Like, I gamble a lot, but, I mean, I know my limits. But I'm the type of gambler that hits, like, one parlay of, like, $140, and then I just use that until it's gone,
Reload. Yep. Same here.
So basically I hit one, and then I don't hit one for like 9 consecutive times. And by the time I'm out, I'm out. Because I normally just do $10 bets. I'm getting real big if I put 20 on it. So we'll put 20 on Colorado State today to win against Memphis. I need to look at those odds, by the way, because I bet it's not as good as you think for Colorado State.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at the...
Because a lot of people, that's like one of the big upsets they have in college basketball, which that game, again, is at 1 o'clock today. Yeah, they're -1.5. They're the favorites on DraftKings. -120 on the money line.
Damn.
So that's like a live bet you take. So if Memphis comes out and they're up like 10-6,
yeah,
then you jump on Colorado State. But Colorado State right now is a 12 seed over Memphis, is at -5.
Damn.
-110. And what did Alex tell us yesterday for betting advice? If you see a high spread and a low over-under, you take the over-under. Duke is 32.5-point favorites. The over-under is 140.5. You think your boy's taking a Cooper Flag parlay plus the over? Better believe it. Coincidence? I think not. Instead of putting money into the NCAA tournament and losing it this year, I put what I had was going to bet in the tournament into a Powerball and figure my odds were just the same.
They talked about that this morning, actually, on Two Cups of Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's actually better.
Yeah.
It is actually better.
Right. By the way, we said this, what was it, on Thursday or was it Wednesday that we did this with the, you know. And it's been a while since I've been called this. But we have our experts on the text line. Colorado State opened up as the favorite a few days ago. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Wow. That actually does hurt. That's like being called a bag by a woman at a bar. Can I buy you a shot, beautiful? Ew, D-bag, get away from me.
D-bag. Right?
That stings. Oh. Colorado State opened up as the favorite a few days ago. Ding dong.
Yikes.
Wow. When's the last time you got called a ding dong? When's the last time you got called a hostess snack?
That's rough, man.
Nice job, Twinkie. Yeah, well, you're good too, cream pie.
Ooh.
Is this the Incredibles? Elastigirl will be an awesome girlfriend. I digressed into that. The AFC West, to me, is the toughest division in football. I don't think that's a hot take. I go from the all-around standpoint. The AFC West is now better, in my opinion, than the AFC North. I get it. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cleveland is, come on. They're going to draft a rookie.
They're dumpster fire.
They've got videos of Deshaun Watson working out in a boot.
Jeez.
Right? I don't know what that was. They're just doing the ropes, you know? And then probably going to draft Cam Ward. Sounds like he's going to be the first quarterback drafted in the NFL draft this year, and I don't think Tennessee's going to take him. I think they're going to take Abdul Carter.
I think it's going to be the Titans.
You think the Titans are going to take Cam Ward?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So the Browns are going to take Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Doit. But
either way, they're worse than
right
the Raiders.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Who's better, Chargers or Cincinnati?
I'd give the edge to Cincinnati, but I think that could change.
Okay. Who's better, Pittsburgh or Denver?
I think I'd give the edge to Denver.
And I don't even need to go further.
Exactly.
Baltimore, Kansas City.
Yeah.
You look at the coaches.
Oh.
Right? Stefanski, come on. Two-time coach of the year.
He's a good coach.
Good coach. Is he better than Pete Carroll?
No.
Okay.
No.
We go to Cincinnati. Zach Taylor, Jim Harbaugh.
Come on.
Okay.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
If Worms had machine guns. Okay. Then we move on to Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton.
Close. If you want to give Tomlin the edge there, that's fine.
But he just wins all the time.
Winning record. If you called that a wash, I'd be okay with that.
Okay. John Harbaugh, Andy Reid.
Of course. We know what's up. Yeah.
So that's there. Because a lot of people would say, hey, you know, AFC North, toughest. I mean, that's football. That's like the Big Ten graduated.
That's exactly right, dude.
Right?
Yes. Hard hitting. We run the football.
Real men play in the AFC North.
All right, dude. How many Super Bowls?
Okay, something, man. You go to the AFC North. You mess with Vontaze Perfect, man. That guy knew how to lay some hits, man. AFC North works, right?
Yeah, sure it is. But then I would say that's probably the third best division of football. I would say the second best division of football is the NFC North.
Mm, okay.
Right? Detroit, Kansas City.
KC.
It's close. It's close.
It is.
But I lean towards Chiefs. Minnesota or Denver? J.J. McCarthy,
yeah, that's the
Bo
thing.
Nix. Is that a wash?
I mean,
haven't seen J.J. McCarthy throw a pass.
So I got to give it to Bo Nix. But the roster, yeah, no, I think I might lean Broncos. I don't know. That's really tough. If J.J.'s good, then maybe Minnesota. Two really good defenses. Yeah. Minnesota's got the better weapon. I'd give it to Denver, though.
I think Denver's defensive line is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
All year.
Like, you think about, okay, maybe they have the best receiver. They're going to have a top five defensive unit next year. Denver is. So, yeah, right. Let's give the edge to Broncos there.
Okay. Chargers or, I'm trying to think,
I guess
Packers?
Yeah, I guess Green Bay.
LaFleur, Jim Harbaugh.
I'm going to give.
Don't you do it, because Jordan Love is nowhere near Justin Herbert.
I don't think that's true. Jordan Love's been doing an NFC Championship game. Jordan Love won two playoff games last year.
Fair point.
He had a bad year this year.
If you start a season tomorrow and you had Herbert and Jordan Love, who do you take? They literally took the ball out of Jordan Love's hand last year and let Josh Jacobs be him. Because he couldn't throw the ball.
Well, also because Christian Watson's hurt, Romeo Doubs kind of sucked, Ontavian Wicks wasn't what we thought he was going to be. It was a little bit of both.
And who, and Herbert did with a rookie?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Chargers, Packers, one more time.
It's a slight edge, man, but it's a slight edge. I'll give it to the Chargers, but...
So you're 3-for-3 in the AFC West. So we're done.
I don't know, man. My gut tells me Packers. I'm going to stick with the Packers.
Yeah, well, you're a cheesehead.
I'll give Herbert an edge over Love, but I'm sticking with Green Bay.
Okay. And then Bears, Raiders.
Bears.
Oh, okay. New head coach, revamped offensive line, second-year quarterback versus Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, Brock Bowers. But that's where the line stops.
I think it's close again.
So the AFC West is the toughest division in football. So not only did they go 15-2 last year in that division, they're bringing everybody back, basically. And now you've got a division that where you would think, and this is why I think it's always different from the Patriot dynasty and the Chiefs dynasty. No one wanted any smoke in the AFC East while the Patriots were there. The Dolphins had some flashes.
Yeah.
But the Jets, maybe 1 or 2 years, like Rex Ryan got it once. Yeah. It was a surprise year. But not really held on to it too long. They were irrelevant.
Bills never did anything.
Bills never did anything.
Terrible.
Like, they laughed about how the Patriots just always had a free space on a bingo card when they played the Bills. Always. And then the Dolphins had a few surprises.
They're the only ones that gave Patriots troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the AFC East never even had a team as good as the second best team in the AFC West. The Jets that 1 year. Maybe.
Yeah.
When they made the AFC Championship.
But I would say that the AFC West is the toughest division in football.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad take.
Not only did you lose in the Super Bowl in blowout fashion, now you've got to come back this year and survive the toughest division that you've won, what, 9 consecutive years, 8 consecutive years,
mm-hmm.
8 or 9 consecutive years? Like, it's just every year, like, we sound biased, but it's like every year seems like a tougher year for the Chiefs to continue their success, and it will not get any easier this next year.
You can call it bias. I call it precedence. I call it history. I call it looking at the facts.
Okay. Somebody says on the text line from 816, what are we doing? Question mark. I need more context.
Yeah.
Please. I need more.
It was pretty clear.
What are we doing?
That was pretty structured.
I thought it was, we described why and who the toughest division in football is, the AFC West, compared it to the other two toughest ones.
Yeah, we went through it, went through each team.
Also, I don't agree with this text. They took the ball out of Herbert's hands all year, too. Dobbins was a horse last year.
Yeah, that one's great. They did like to run the football, but...
Didn't he miss like a bunch of games?
Yeah, he missed the last...
How many games did he miss?
I would say six.
Six? Okay. Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I didn't think they took the ball out of Herbert's hands all year at all. I thought Herbert was great in the regular season. What, did he throw 2 interceptions all year? 4,000 yards? Did he throw 4,000 yards? I don't think so. No? That's good that your mic's still on. You still talk out of it. That's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if Dobbins was a horse.
Right there. He was 3,800, almost 3,900.
Okay.
23-3.
23-3. And he had 3,800 yards passing. And.
Yeah, and Dobbins played in 13 games.
Okay. So most of the season.
Yeah. Started 11. Yeah.
The segment, LOL, I just got in my car. Think before texting.
Good morning, Texter.
Yes, and thanks for joining the show. And of course, don't forget...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.